Red River Farm Network. I'm Whitney Pittman, reporting from Orlando, Florida, here at Commodity Classic, and we are talking with Kenny Seabolt with Valent. Tell us a little bit about some of the research and stuff going on that you guys are working on right now, a lot of new products and things happening.
Hey, yeah, it's good to talk to you today. We've got a lot of interesting things going on within Valent. You know, we put a lot of effort into our pipeline to bring solutions to growers that impact problems that they're facing on a daily basis. You know, we've got an extensive network of sales folks, field development people who are out and in touch, keeping their finger on the pulse of the problems that are coming through. And Valent as an organization and our parent company, which is called Sumitomo, see that value to the market is bringing new active ingredients or new types of you know, say formulations and things like that to address things like resistance, emerging pathogens and things like that. And in my area, which is seed treatment, we're working on some pretty exciting stuff around a fully formulated multi-mode of action seed treatment that's going to give two modes of action for most of the major pathogens that soybean growers are going to face. So we're really, really excited about getting that into the marketplace.
So you talk seed treatment. Up in our neck of the woods, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to get in the field in the springtime. Right now we've got about, it seems like, 30 feet of snow sitting on top of the ground, and that's got to melt, and it's going to get a little messy when it does. So seed treatment, and you know, once you get that seed in the ground, sometimes you can't get in there right away. So talk about the importance of having those tools right when that seed goes in the ground.
So the thing to remember, and you're bringing up a good point, when it comes to the diseases, the soil-borne diseases that are going to face you, once the problem starts, there's absolutely nothing that can be bought, that can be applied, that will control that. So it pays to think proactively. So that's the value of a seed treatment, both from disease management point of view, also from an insect management point of view. And the truth of the matter is, not every farm is going to have the same level of pressure as every other farm. There's so much in the environment that has to do with it, right? Say like a dry year, maybe not such a problem. A wet year could be a worse problem. But even say like in a dry year, most farms have some place where things stay wetter longer, right? Maybe a little bit more favorable. And those are the areas that you're trying to protect, and you have to be up front. So that's the value that a seed treatment brings, especially one that's broad spectrum and covers all the bases.
And some of the things that are coming up right now, talk a little bit specifics of what producers have on their toolbox.
So right now, I think what we're seeing from a seed protection point of view, one of the things that's really kind of rising to the forefront is soybean cyst nematode. It's a big, big problem. Saw a recent university survey where they were looking at different diseases and they were polling growers on what they thought were the most important problems. And you know, some of the traditional things that we think of, if folks are familiar with like Pythium, for example, or Rhizoctonia, the things that would rot seed or maybe cause the seedlings to die right after they come out of the ground, those are important and like the losses that are tied to them. But the most important problem of all those was soybean cyst nematode, and it's the one that I think maybe the least attention is being paid to it. It's getting better. The Soybean Coalition, the Cyst Nematode Coalition, definitely trying to raise awareness. But there is an importance to recognizing that when you've got that kind of a problem, it starts out at a very, very small level. And if you keep going back to those areas, it's only going to get worse. And it can get to a point where it can be really tough to handle with even the best cultural practices, even with resistant varieties. So recognizing the risk is very, very important, and also recognizing what kind of tools you might be able to add to the toolbox along with the good practices. Resistant varieties is thinking about things like something like we have. It's called Aveo. It's a biological nematicide that fits very nicely into a producer's system. Very, very low use rate, compatible with everything that they might want to use, and does provide consistent early season protection against this nematode.
And looking ahead to 2023 here, what are some of the things you're excited about to learn about here in this next growing season?
So for me, it's kind of building on the cyst nematode. You know, we're trying to get more information on that. We are really turning our attention to areas where there's Phytophthora problems in soybean, because that footprint started out in kind of like, specific areas in the country, but it seems to be growing, and there's a trend towards seeing some resistance to some older fungicides. And so we're busy researching that to try to understand what can be done, and more importantly, how the things that we're developing can address that problem when we get to the marketplace with what we've got.
Any other tidbits here to share with our listeners before we let you go?
No, just the main thing is just to thank you for the time, and if folks want to know more about Valent, contact their local Valent rep, or they can go to our website, which is www.valent.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much again, Kenny Seabolt, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network from Orlando, Florida. I'm Whitney Pittman.